Justice Anthony Kennedy announced he's retiring from the Supreme Court.
The only swing vote on the Supreme Court is gone. Who cares about anything anymore? I'm going crazy, people.
It's 30
years. We're looking at a destruction of the Constitution of the United States, as far as I can tell.
They not allowed somebody to come into the Supreme Court for 30 years. For 30 years, because they won by one vote. It's not going to be acceptable.
And Roe v. Wade is doomed. It is gone. And it's not just abortion. It's eliminating affirmative action. It's eliminating even the possibility of any sort of gun control, allowing a greater use of the death penalty.
You are not a straight white male in America. Right now, you are probably freaking out.
I think it's going to be almost like Spanish Civil War stuff. You watch.
Get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina. Get out.
Against the
Steve,
reality of the math
happens
in the Senate here in
like
a little bit.
You lay down, if you lay down like the experts are saying, and lay down and accept this as history that can't be stopped, you're going to see a political party in serious implosion.
What should Senate Democrats do?
They have to raise hell. That it is time for you guys to get mean and fight. Are you ready?
Yes.
I think the Democrats have to say, no way, non passario, no one passes this line.
And it will be unforgivable if Democrats roll on this.
If they allow this to proceed, they're going to look stupid, they're going to look weak, and they're going to be overthrown.
In some ways, it feels like all hope is dead, and nothing can bring it back.
See, we are hearing from the president on this issue, and I do want to listen to his comments.
He's not going to decide this thing.
Experienced politician versus racist fake gynecologist.
Get your abortions now. Because we're going to be fucked, and we're going to have to live with it.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead, and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country.
America, this is a different
is at
earth.
War because the mother of all bombs has been denied access to Planned Parenthood. In Washington tonight, President Trump is revealing that he doesn't have the military plan. Instead, the U.S. military has just launched dozens of missile strikes against anything to deflect attention away from President Trump. The White House says the bombings will continue.
Because the Republicans control the Senate, and Mitch McConnell is going to call a vote before the election.
He's going to call the vote. We don't know what are we going to do.
No, we can't just.
You know, they don't think like that. They don't think like
they
that.
I know,
they
but
go to, they
I
go
know.
To magical thinking, and they go, fertilized egg is a human being.
Yeah.
A fertilized egg is a human being. And they say it over and over, and they've got millions behind them. When are we going to start talking like that?
Talking is one thing. Right. Stopping.
Starts with a fascinating race. Starting with millions of sperm, only one, the fastest and the strongest, will reach the finish line. Some fall out of the race, getting lost in the rush through the narrow fallopian tubes, while some are stopped by natural obstacles which protect the woman's body from intruders. Those who make it closer to the end compete fiercely with each other. Together, they attack the egg cell. Their only goal is to be the first one to enter the egg. Only one will make it through, but the others simplify this mission by slowly dissolving the membrane of the egg. Finally, we have a winner. The winning sperm enters the egg and conception occurs. Half the man's and half the woman's chromosomes combine. This creates a unique DNA code, which is needed to create new life. These combined chromosomes form the first cell of the new baby.
American winning machine, if you ain't first, you're last. You know what I'm talking about?
Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Fertilization is the epic story of a single sperm facing incredible odds to unite with an egg and form a new human life. It is the story of all of us.
She's come to get you. All that she wants is another baby. She's got tomorrow, but all that she wants is another baby. Yeah. All that she wants is another baby.
I'm convinced.
convinced that everyone has something useful to offer. And if you apply yourself diligently, you'll find that you have what it takes to succeed. And you're going to be a lot happier for it. Number 10, above all, never give up. Never, never, never give up. The only time you will be a failure is if you quit trying. Only losers quit. The biggest losers in the world are quitters. Winners keep on going. So whatever you do, never give up. My father always used to harp, never give up, son. Never give up. Don't ever quit. I never want to see you give up or quit. Well, my father was a smart guy, and I listened to him. And remember, think big. America.